We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Guys, Ralph Marlboro here. You know I take my flavored whiskey very seriously and would never steer you wrong. I want to tell you about Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is a strawberry-flavored whiskey blended with aged wheat whiskey, American light whiskey, fresh strawberries from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's 86 proof. Blended and bottled in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Porch Jam Distillery. Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey is not for the thin-skinned. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is supporting Saints Happy Hour all football season. So support the people who support the show. Grab a bottle of Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey today. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com. That's HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com.
Ralph Marlboro, who's joining us a segment early here on this Wednesday game week edition. Sir, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Gus. We made it. Me and you, the thousands that listen to you, the thousands that listen to my package, we made it, people. We survived the offseason. We survived the draft. We survived the doldrums where we had to watch things that are disgusting, like baseball. We've made it. And now we can say goodbye to our families, and we'll see them again in January. I'm so happy that we survived another offseason. We're here.
All right. It's a good way to start. Now that we are here, where's that level of confidence, man? Dennis Allen was asked one day, is this team better than it was last year? This is what he had to say.
I get asked that question a lot. I would just say I'm confident in our football team. I think we've had a really good camp. I think we've executed at a high level, really, in all three phases throughout training camp. And so I feel confident in what this team's able to do.
DeMario Davis last week also had a message for fans saying, you know, y'all just wait. We got something coming. And they're very confident here as well. Where's your level of confidence as we head into the season opener?
It's weird. My confidence was peaked, and now I'm getting worried. Like, I was so confident that I was scared of my own confidence. But I'm fairly confident in this roster. I mean, listen, you can't predict injuries, right? And I said in my WWL call today, like, the Saints, like, what they need more than anything, like, X's and O's, like, they just need good luck. Because, Gus, if you look since the no call in 2018, like, yeah, they had good seasons in 2019 and 2020, but it's been bad luck and horrible playoff losses and then the injuries. And look, they haven't had a quarterback start 12 games since 2018. Like, so, I mean, that's the thing with the Saints. It's just they need the good luck, just better luck. I would say my confidence is pretty high. Mostly because I think overall the roster's better. They're significantly better at quarterback. And the NFC is just a dump. Like, I mean, I think if you don't believe in, if you kind of are unconfident Purdy being good or maybe the Chiefs and the Eagles, they're probably going to regress. They'll see if they're really good. But are they going to win 14 games again and have pristine injury health? I doubt it. So I think there's a real chance that when we get to January, you're going to have the Saints or Atlanta. You're going to have some team in the NFC that were like, they went 12-5 and they're the 2 seed. What is going on? So, and my thing with that is, I thought, I believe it, and we're at the same, you know? So, I mean, I would say my confidence, like on a scale of 1 to 10 is like 8.5. And because, yeah, 8.5. I'll put it there.
I think one of the things, too, that I've been bringing up, too, and it's our question of the day as to how important is Sunday? And Dennis Allen kind of, you know, he's like, look, it's not a must win, and you don't want to say must win in week one. But I don't think there's denying that there is pressure, I think, on Dennis Allen and his team to start the season off right. I understand there's 17 games. I do. You could lose Sunday and still make the playoffs and win the division and all. I get that. But, Ralph, if you win Sunday, the next three games, your quarterback is better than and more experienced. Now, can Jordan Love and the Packers come out and crush the team, and Bryce Young can look like, you know, Peyton Manning year four? And okay, but if you lose to Bryce Young in his second game and first game on Monday Night Football, and Jordan Love in his third game, and Baker Mayfield, you're not a playoff team. That's just me. Maybe I'm being cocky or confident, but if you're a playoff team, you will be favorite in those three games. Winning Sunday is very important, I think. If not, it's like mosquitoes or fleas, man. They're not going to kill you, but it can be very aggravating and annoying, and all of a sudden you're going to be more nervous the next three Wednesdays I talk to you.
Well, that's true. Because here's the thing, Gus. Like, if you start 2-0, you have a 65 or 70% chance to make the playoffs. And this sounds really strange, but if the Saints are going to be 4-4, history tells us, like, it's easier to overcome a four-game losing streak if you start really well. Even though you'd be like, well, what's the difference if you start 0-4 or you win 4 well in the middle? But, like, we saw it in the year Sean Payton was gone for bounty suspension and other times. Remember, they'd start, like, 1-4, 1-5, and then they'd rally back and they'd get to, like, 5-5, 5-6, and then the wheels would come off. It's just easier, and you have a better season if you start off well. And, listen, this game Sunday, Josh, like, I think people need to get, like, emotionally, like, prepared. Because I think, you know, they got Derek Carr, and they got Olave, and they got Juwan Johnson, and they got all these new weapons, and this is going to be fun. We're going to score a ton of points. And I don't know how much people pay attention to Tennessee. But Vrabel is, I would say, he's probably a top five coach when you consider the roster and the quarterbacks that he's had to make the playoffs 3 out of 5 years. And Tennessee, number one against the run the last 5 years. This game is really simple. Like, if the Saints can block Jeffrey Simmons and that Tennessee front seven, I think Derek Carr can do business against that Tennessee secondary, which is bad. Second most touchdown passes allowed last year. So I think they can do business there. But I think this is going to be a grind them out, mud sloppy game, like all those wannabe hippies at Burning Man. Like, you're going to feel like you're stuck in the mud. And I think it's going to be like 13-20 wins. It's just going to, because you look at Vrabel, great head coach, great defensive mind. Say whatever you want about Dennis Allen, great defensive coordinator. You got two great defensive minds, and gosh, they've had all summer and all off season to get ready for this, right? So, like, you know, and here's the thing, like, even though Derek Carr is a new quarterback, Pete Carmichael, he's going to run the same stuff they've been running for 15 years. They just hope to run it better, right? Same thing with Tennessee. They're going to run Derrick Henry. If you can't tackle Derrick Henry, they're going to start to murder you with play action, and Derrick Henry will just murder you himself by running over you. So, like, we know what's going to happen. And I think these two defensive coordinators are going to clamp it down, and it's going to be kind of an ugly watch Sunday. Like, that's my feeling. Probably next Wednesday we'll be like, I can't believe the Saints won 45-42. What happened?
Guys, Ralph Marlboro here. You know I take my flavored whiskey very seriously and would never steer you wrong. I want to tell you about Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is a strawberry-flavored whiskey blended with aged wheat whiskey, American light whiskey, fresh strawberries from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's 86 proof. Blended and bottled in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Porch Jam Distillery. Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey is not for the thin-skinned. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is supporting Saints Happy Hour all football season. So support the people who support the show. Grab a bottle of Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey today. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to hardhidestrawberrywhiskey.com. That's hardhidestrawberrywhiskey.com.
Ralph, I think the thing too is that, again, I love to play, speak with Ralph Marlborough at Saints Forecast on Twitter, Saints Happy Hour Podcast. I like to play offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator on the show. And I look at it like this. You brought up a very key matchup, Penning versus Jeffrey Simmons, right? And the one thing he does struggle on is pass blocking, but they can run block. Now, no Alvin Kamara for the next three. We know that. We'll get an update today as to where Kendre Miller is, but it looks like it's going to be Jamal Williams back heavy for this team. What I think, though, is you can alleviate, and I go back to the days where you had Drew Brees and his team would face that daunting pass rusher or the guy that, you know, watch out. And they did fine against, you know why? Because they moved away from him. They slanted or threw screens and after. Like, I can account for that one pass rusher for an extent if I have the right quarterback, if that makes sense. Like, I'd be more nervous Sunday if Jameis was my quarterback as opposed to Derek Carr. Does that make sense?
100%. Tennessee's fun is still good. They have some other good guys. They have Harold Landry, who will be back from injury. They have a decent pass rush aside. But to your point, the pass rushes that have always given the Saints historically trouble, and I say with the Saints offense, you know, Drew Brees, Peyton, and this, the offense, the iteration they're running now, like one A-plus dominant guy never beats the Saints. It's the team with like four B-plus dudes, right? Like Philadelphia last year. Now, granted, Philadelphia's pass rush last year was an inferno, right? They had 70 sacks, but that's the kind of pass rush where it's like you can't focus on one guy. They got five dudes that are like B or B plus. And we'll see. I'm curious to see, Gus, because listen, the knock on Derek Carr, even when he's been good 2 years ago, the knock on him has always been he doesn't handle pressure well. He doesn't like to do sort of off schedule plays, even though he's more mobile, he's more athletic than people think, and he's got a big arm. Like off schedule, he doesn't like to do it. He doesn't do it as well. So, no, Tennessee is, my thing is, I think Tennessee is going to try to dare the Saints to run the ball. I think that's what Tennessee is going to say. Hey, you don't have Alvin Kamara, and our secondary stinks. We're going to play nickel. We're going to play dime on first down. Can you run the ball on first down against a light box? I think, like, not that I'm an X's and O's guy, but that's what I think it's going to be. And listen, it's going to be this dome crowd. We're going to get real frustrated and salty as Pete's going off tackle with Williams and it's second and eight against the light box.
How about this, Ralph? To your point, this is where I think the Saints make a difference as opposed to last year. I can also attack that little soft box because I have tight ends.
That's right. That's right.
And to your point, look, you bring up a very good point about Carr and handling pressure. There's the other side of that. He really likes the tight end. And if he's feeling the pressure, it's a very simple, quick little toss right in front of him to the tight end, little crossing route to the tight end, little something to the tight end, Taysom Hill, which we really haven't chatted about. I think to your point with the run, and I'm with you. I think they're going to attack that middle, see how Tennessee plays them. But I think this year, as opposed to several years in the past, they can attack that area where it's weakest and nullify pressure because you actually have the tight end. And I think that's going to be a key component in this game.
Yeah, and also, listen, Tennessee, we talked about their defense being good and they added the Hopkins on offense, but their offensive line. If you're nervous about the Saints offensive line, which me, I would say you are too. We look at it, we're like, I don't know if they have five guys that are good enough. Like the Tennessee offensive line, they would dream to have as good an offensive line as the Saints. Their offensive line is bad. They got dudes suspended. They got rookies playing. Like, the Saints have refashioned their defensive line because they were not happy with their run defense last year at all. I want to see Kalen Sanders and Peyton, you know, can Peyton Turner come alive? Can Malcolm Roach continue his great camp? Can the Saints get back to being that brick wall where Tennessee is like, okay, Tennessee, you ran Derrick Henry. We gained capital. Congratulations. Second and nine. Second and nine all day long for Tennessee.
Okay.
Because I wanted, because Tennessee's going to try to run the ball. I guarantee you. It's what they do.
So now, give me a prediction. It's time for the Ralph Marlboro prediction. What do you got?
All right. I got 2017 Saints. And listen, Blake Groupie's got to figure in this some kind of way.
Oh,
right?
No. It's going to come down to the rookie kicker?
It's going to come down to the rookie kicker, Blake Groupie, from 50 yards at the gun.
50 yards. Okay. All right.
At the gun.
At the gun.
2017 Saints. And of course, we'll freak out next Wednesday about them only scoring 20 and this and that, and I'm sure a bunch of other stuff. But I just think, like, if you enjoy good defensive football, Gus, I think you're gonna like this game. And I would say this: I don't like defensive football every single week. Like, I couldn't tolerate it. Like, if the Saints were winning games 17-14, I guess I could get used to it, but it wouldn't be enjoyable. But like every once in a while, I just like to watch those LSU-Alabama game where it's like 9-6 and it's just French warfare. I think that's what we're going to get Sunday. So get your mind right.
20-17 is the prediction from Ralph Marlboro. 50-yard field goal by rookie kicker Blake Groupie at the gun. At Saints Forecast is the way to tweet at him that he's wrong, or you can listen to the podcast and see if he's right. Ralph, hopefully we'll talk to you next Wednesday after a 1-0 start. Thank you, bud.
Oh,